Hello, everybody. Hey, Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And in this episode, I'm all by my lonesome. Hey, just in case you're watching this anywhere besides CalBanyan.com, you want to go to CalBanyan.com right now, because right down below this video, there's all kinds of links and appropriate text that go along, maybe some inappropriate text that goes along. No, scratch that. There's all kinds of goodies right down below this video that you can use to enhance your experience, let's say. All right. In case you don't know who I am, and I would really be surprised because this is like episode 175, if my calculations are correct, but don't hold it to me. I could get things wrong, you know, but I think it's about 175. But guess what? L. Ron wasn't able to make it to the recording. Meredith just did the last few recordings. And so I said, no problem. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do one or two all by myself. And, you know, I did some by myself before I started having co-hosts, so I know I could do it. Let me see here. Oh, Cal Banyan. Who is Cal Banyan? I'm a board-certified hypnotherapist and hypnotist. I am the founder of, the Five Path Hypnotherapist Association. I'm the person who developed Five Path. I'm also the person who teach the very first practitioner of Seven Path Self-Hypnosis, and I've taught people who are practicing it all around the world. Let's see here. I've got my trusty clipboard as usual, and I am going through here and make sure I don't leave anything out before we get into all the meat and potatoes of this episode. I've got the Week of Power Advanced Training coming up August at the NGH convention. Be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're serious about this profession, then you have to be at the NGH convention, Marlboro, in August. I think it's the second week of August. Oh, I don't have it marked on my calendar on the wall. I just have it up here. We also have the NGH Proof Banyan Hypnosis Super Course coming up. We have one in July. I believe all on-site seats are filled, but you can call just to make sure. Sometimes people change their mind last minute. Something happens, so you can call our office. And also, we do have one or two seats on off-site. Now, on-site, I'm talking about you're sitting right there physically in the classroom. Off-site means you are taking the course live over the internet, totally interactively, and you know we can do that because our classroom is totally wired in with microphones and cameras, and you can talk to the other students, you can talk to me. It's the best way to go if you cannot be here in vivo. Let's see, we also have the same course coming up in November 1st through 12th here in Tustin, California, and it's time, you can even, if you sign up now, you can save on early enrollment. I have some links down below. I also believe, we haven't exactly for sure got the date yet, but I believe we're going to have another Week of Power later on this year. I don't know, November or December, and I'll let you know as soon as I know those dates for sure. All right. Also, we have our hypnosis and hypnotherapy certification course on video. Can't do it live, can't do it on the internet or in person. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. We have the Five Path 2.0 Advanced Hypnotherapy Certification. For those of you folks who are already certified and you just want to get Five Path, we've got the DVD course for you to do that. And the links are also right down below. Let's see. Oh, gosh, did I take off too many? I didn't read the bottom thing down here. Now I'm going to answer some questions. Let's see here. Question and answer time. So, Cal, what have you been up to? Well, let's see. Last Sunday, I was out on a bad motorcycle ride. BAD stands for Bikers Against Diabetes Ride. And that was a lot of fun. You know, rode up into this nice place, and there was a lot of bikers running around. There was rock and roll, and they're selling biker stuff, and it was a lot of fun. Had some nice ribs. And then we rode off to Cook's Corner, had a brewski, had a cigar, had a good time there. And then the next day on Sunday, I got off my Harley. Well, I actually got off my Harley on Saturday, but I went from my Harley to my Trek bicycle and did a 50-mile ride with my buddy Memo way out there to the beach and back, and that was a lot of fun. Next question. Oh, not personally, I mean professionally. Well, what have I been doing professionally? I've been writing some articles for the National Guild of Hypnotists, Journal of Hypnotism. My latest article coming out will be on how to learn hypnosis and hypnotherapy faster. Be it if you're learning it in a class, or if you're learning it on video, or if you're just trying to develop your skills. And I've been writing about, so you just sent in the handouts for two of my courses that I'm going to be teaching at the NGH convention. One is Mastering Age Regression by Mastering the Initial Sensitizing Event. That's a free 1 hour course. It's going to be, I mean, you think I talk fast on this? I'm going to give you all the information you need to really take your age regression hypnosis to the next level. And then I have the Mind, Body, Spirit Journey of Seven Past Self Hypnosis Begins. That's a 2 hour workshop. It's the first time ever I've done anything like this. I like trying new stuff. What can I say? What I'm going to do is I'm going to be teaching the first two recognitions. Recognitions are the hypnotic suggestions that we give ourselves as seven path practitioners, and I know that it's going to be the talk of the convention, because the people who attend this course are going to watch people transform right before their eyes. I'm going to do some live waking age regression work on them. It's just going to be astounding. If you want to get into either one of those courses, you need to contact the NGH as soon as possible so that they can make sure they have a classroom big enough for you. Just go to NGH.net, and all their contact information, phone numbers and stuff are right there. Now, also, if I can, I'm going to also have some specific links down there so you can find more about those specific classes, like what, you know, what day they're going to be on and stuff like that. And of course, I have my Week of Power course at the NGH convention. I haven't done that since the year before last, because I usually do that course about once every 2 years. I'll do like a seven path teacher certification. I do the Week of Power. What's the Week of Power? It is Advanced Hypnotherapy Certification Course with 5-Path and 7-Path. Why is it called the Week of Power? Because it's a week long. There's going to be a few days before the convention and a few days afterwards. I'll have a link right down there that you can use to get all the details. All right. I'm looking forward to a teleseminar I'm doing with Elsom Eldridge on the 25th of June. I'm going to give you a link down below. I'm going to read it to you also, and that is http://budurl.com/Banyan. BudURL is spelled BUDURL.com/ a little left over from the biker party there, sloshing around a little bit. /Banyan, BANYAN. I'm sure there's a link like right here so you can get that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to really give some insider tips, tricks, and techniques about doing age regression and some other cool advanced hypnosis stuff, and put it in within the context of the Week of Power course. And for all you guys that actually show up to the live call, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a link that I've just set up this last week that will give you free access to my audio course, Doing Direct Suggestion Hypnosis Right. This is normally a $29.95 CD. Well, what I did is I put the audio of these two, actually it's two CDs. I put the audio on the internet. I'm going to give you the link so that you can get access to that right at the end of that teleconference, teleseminar, tele whatever it is. Okay. But go to budurl.com/Banyan, and you're going to see all the information that you need to get on that call. Alrighty-o. Let's see. I've been getting the word out about Marilyn Gordon's program that starts today called Hypno Coaching. This is cool. It's a teleclass, which means no matter where you are in the world, you can be in on this class. Now, the good news is I think this is the next logical step for anyone that's in the field of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. If you're certified, then this course is going to take you to that next level. One of the things that intrigues me about it is that you're going to actually learn how to be on retainer. Isn't that cool? A retainer with your clients and continue to work with them and help them develop over not just a few weeks, but months or years. And what we do is I'm going to leave a little link down there to a special little web page that's going to tell you all about it. So just click on that link down there. Now, The bad news is, depending when this video is up, if it's up on Thursday, that's kind of good news, because you've got today to register for this course, because it actually starts on Friday. Now, I just sent off an email to Marilyn Gordon. I don't know what the answer is going to be. I said, are you going to record that first class? Because if you are, then maybe if someone didn't get on the first class, they can still register for the course and, you know, be able to continue with the course. I don't know. I'm letting you in on it. That's what I know so far. But just click down there. All the details will be down there. All right. Also, gosh, this is like a newscast, this episode. We're going to get into some meat and potatoes I think is going to surprise you, so hang in there. I'm growing a list of people who are new in the profession or are the hypno-curious. And if you didn't know about it already, on hypnosis.org, that's hypnosis.org, I've set up a special opt-in. You just give me your email. I'm going to send you a link where you can watch a free video called Learn to Hypnotize. There's also some other cool stuff there that's free for you. And what I want to do, it's about how to do rapid inductions. It's a clip from my instant and rapid inductions for the professional. Plus, there's some other cool stuff. If you refer a friend to this video and they watch the Learn to Hypnotize video, you're also going to have the chance to watch a second video, which is some insider tips and techniques for successful hypnotic inductions. So go there, hypnosis.org, right at the top of the page. There's going to be a video. Play the video. It'll tell you what to do so you can get access to the free video, Learn to Hypnotize. Oh, next question. How did you turn out to be such a hardcore one percenter hypnosis pro? Well, gosh, that's an interesting question. You know, when I start off my classes, I usually go over a little bit of a history of how all this five path and seven path came about. And I thought, you know, it would be nice if this story was out there before you got to class. So let me just say that in a long, long time ago, in a land far away, Los Angeles, I was born. No, that was the long version. Let me give you the short version. Well, yes, I was born in L.A. I grew up in Los Angeles, actually a suburb of Los Angeles called Southgate. And I had an uncle. And my uncle was a hypnotist, and he was a hypnotist long before I was born. And so that I would hear stories about what my uncle would do with hypnotic age regression, and something way back in the 50s and 60s, he was doing past life regression. And so this whole idea of hypnosis just wasn't as strange as maybe it was to you and your family when you first started considering it. Now, so that was interesting. You know, I just had that kind of in the back of my mind of something that was interesting to do, this whole hypnosis thing. And then after I graduated high school, I joined the U.S. Air Force. And while I was in the Air Force, I took my very first psychology class. And it just so happened that my very first psychology professor was interested in hypnosis. And so I thought, this is kind of interesting. And he advised some books to get. And that's really when I started studying and doing hypnosis. It was in the 1976-1977 time period. And so from about that time until a moment in time I'm going to tell you about, I was just a hobby hypnotist. I'd read about hypnosis. Maybe I would hypnotize a friend from time to time. And, you know, just kind of fussing around with it like a lot of people. Maybe that's the way you are right now. You're just a hobby hypnotist, or you haven't really started in the profession yet. But, you know, you can have your turning point where you go professional. Now, there I was in Orange County, California, Huntington Beach to be specific, after I got out of the Air Force, and my wife and I said, let's move. And you know what they say, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy, right? And so I said, okay, and we kind of looked at it. We had a friend that lived in Carlstead, Minnesota, and we moved all the way from the beautiful Huntington Beach, California, to Carlstead, Minnesota. And as luck would have it, I became good friends with Alan Fannin. Alan Fannin was a PhD psychologist. We were best friends, and he was a little bit interested in hypnosis. He was interested in some other spooky stuff and psychic phenomenon that I was interested in at the time. But it changed me, because I actually came from a family where no one really read books. No one in my family had actually graduated from high school. And so this idea of going to college was not something that was really strong in my family background or strong in my desires. But as I became good friends with Alan, I started thinking, you know what, I'm as smart as this guy. And I started thinking, you know what, maybe I'd like to be a psychologist too. Well, what I did is I applied for and got accepted in the University of North Dakota. And I moved from northern Minnesota to North Dakota. And while I was in North Dakota, studying at the University of North Dakota, I was studying first my Bachelor of Science degree in psychology, then my Master's degree of psychology. And let me digress just a little bit, because I'm kind of trying to follow my outline and kind of, you know, I'm used to doing it off the cuff, and it's kind of messing me up a little bit. While I was in the Air Force, I became a training NCO for security police. This is kind of important because really one of the things I've always done in my life, everything I've ever done, I've taught it. And it's just like, that's just one of the things I do. I learn it and I teach it. When I was in high school in a rock band, I taught guitar and I taught bass guitar. And, you know, it's just, I learn it, I teach it. It's just kind of who I am. Now, when I went to the University of North Dakota and I got my bachelor's degree, while I was doing that, I was thinking, well, here I am studying psychology. I'm going to get the inside scoop on hypnosis. And I was disappointed to find out that really hypnosis had been relegated to a footnote in the history of psychology. Well, I persevered and I applied and got into graduate school. And I thought, in graduate school, surely that's where we learn the inside scoop on hypnotherapy and hypnosis. And still, no one really talked about that. We talked about all kinds of other things, behaviorism and cognitive and all these different schools of psychotherapy and psychology, but nothing about hypnosis. So then I applied to and I got accepted into the PhD program after I had completed my master's degree in psychology, went through all the coursework in the PhD program, and still nothing about hypnosis except for a brief mention around the time of Freud. Now, I did not complete my PhD on what they call ABD, which is all but dissertation. I have done all the coursework, but I just kind of lost the drive to become a clinical psychologist. I worked at the North Dakota State Hospital. It's a hospital for the mentally ill. And at the time, my impression was pretty much as a psychologist, I'm supposed to help with diagnosis and then try to keep people on their medications. And I just wasn't very excited about it. And at the same time I was going through all this college, you got to understand I had a parallel life. During the day, I was this upstanding student. I was doing really good. And at night, I was a fun-loving, rock and rolling, hardcore biker. I mean, that was really, it was like night and day. And after I stopped my education at the PhD level and didn't complete it, I really just kind of went into that lifestyle full bore. I was just having a great time, a lot of fun, and at the same time, I know some of you guys are going to snicker, I was working for Lutheran Social Services as a family therapist. And it was funny because I got into this one kind of work where I would do in-home therapy, and I worked with families who were about to lose their kids, and I covered 5 counties in North Dakota. And what the deal was Lutheran Social Services contracted with the state that when someone was about to lose their kids, they'd send me or someone like me that did the kind of in-home work that I did. And when you were really, really in trouble, here came Cal Banyan on his Harley leather. I'd have a cigarette in one hand because back then I smoked on Camel Lights and Camels. And it was like if Cal showed up, you knew your family was in trouble. And I would go in there and I would work with the family and do everything I could to keep that kid in the home. And it was very fulfilling. I loved the work. And, you know, that's what I was doing. And then Maureen, my wife, once again, got this idea that we should move. See, if Mama's not happy, nobody's happy, right? And so she convinced me to uproot from North Dakota. I love North Dakota. The people were fun, great people, very motorcycle, biker-friendly type place. Yeah, you're not too far from South Dakota, you know, the Badlands and Sturgis, all that kind of stuff. But I said, okay, let's go. She wanted to move to Minneapolis and be in a more metropolitan area. And this was a transformative experience for me because up until that time, I'd worked my way through college and I'd gotten to know all of the counselors and psychologists, really the whole human service system in Grand Forks, North Dakota, working in five counties. And now all of a sudden, boom, I'm moving to Minneapolis. And we did that in about 1995. And you know what? Suddenly I didn't know nobody. And it gave me an opportunity to kind of get out of the groove of where I had kind of gotten into and back into satisfying this curiosity I had about becoming a professional hypnotist or hypnotherapist. It gave me the time to start investing different schools, and I started reading books and watching CDs and DVDs. Well, actually, they weren't DVDs back then. It was cassettes and videos on everything. And you know what? I'm a pretty good student when I put my mind to it. And what we did was we made the decision we were going to open the Hypnosis Center in Moundsview, Minnesota, which is a northern suburb of Minnesota. And we had a 2,000-square-foot facility. We had three offices. We had a reception area. We had video viewing rooms. It was beautiful. And I went to work. And let's see, we opened up, I think it was June or July of 1996. And I went to town, and I discovered something that I had studied all these different kinds of forms of hypnosis, and I had this problem. And that is, when a new client would come in, I'd think, what am I going to do? Am I going to do visualization work? Am I going to do simple direct suggestion hypnosis? Am I going to do age regression? We'll do parts therapy? I had this whole mishmash of stuff in my mind. And then I ran across a fabulous book. And this was not a hypnosis book or a hypnotherapy book or a psychology book. It was a business book. And it's called, and I have it written right down here on my clipboard, is called The E-Myth by Michael E. Gerber. And what opened my eyes was, Cal Banyan, you need to have a system. And he talked about how the whole idea of having a system in business has transformed first the American economy and then the world economy with the type of business we know as a franchise. And what he said was, if you want to have a successful business, you need to set it up and run it as if it was a franchise. And he gave the example of McDonald's. And I thought, yeah, you know, McDonald's probably doesn't make the best hamburger in the world, but they probably sell just about the most hamburgers in the world. And it's because they have a system. They promise you a certain level of quality, and they meet it every time. They meet it every time with their French fries. They meet it every time with their hamburgers. They meet it every time with their cheeseburgers. It doesn't matter if you go to a McDonald's on the East Coast of the United States, or you go on the West Coast of the United States, or if you get it in Canada, or many different places around the world. You're going to get the same hamburger. And you go in expecting to get that hamburger and those fries, and they give it to you, and you walk away happy and satisfied, and the next time you want that kind of deal, you go back and you get it again. So I redid my research in a different kind of way, thinking about a system. And I started developing this system, and I want to give some credit where credit is due. I studied Harry Ahrens, Charles Tebbets, Gerald Kine, Gil Boyne, and others in the field of hypnosis. Also in the field of hypnosis and in psychology, of course, we study Franz Anton Mesmer and his animal magnetism. And then also in the field of psychology, what really impacted me the most as I developed the system was Pavlov in his classical conditioning, Dr. Fritz Perls with his Gestalt therapy, and Aaron Beck's cognitive therapy. And working this all together, I came up with a system and I started getting absolutely great results. And it changed me from a hypnotherapist that was kind of a little bit insecure about what to do and a little bit confused about what to do into someone that had a plan. And when I offer you 5-Path, I offer you a plan that works with the vast majority of kinds of issues that come into your office. So this is what happened. I started developing 5-Path, and when I had it developed and named into a 5-phase system, I started teaching it to our other hypnotherapists that worked at our center. And they started getting better results. They started feeling more confident and getting more referrals. By 1999, I became an instructor for the National Guild of Hypnotists. And I added to their core curriculum for my students 5-Path and then eventually 7-Path. Now, I know this is like, I want to wrap this up pretty soon, but I wanted to, in one of these videos, kind of give you my story and how it all happened as quickly and concisely as I can. So, of course, probably by now you know I'm talking about 5-Path. 5-Path stands for 5-Phased Advanced Transformational Hypnosis. Now, it used to stand for, let me see if I can remember this, 5-Phase Abreactive Therapeutic Hypnosis. I changed the name because in some states like Texas and New York, they were having trouble doing anything that sounded too psychological. And so I thought, you know, really, you don't have to be a psychologist. You don't really have to have psychological training to be a terrific 5-Path hypnotherapist. And so I thought, let me rename it. And that's why I went to 5-Phase Advanced Transformational Hypnosis. I wanted to keep the 5-Path acronym together because it was already being recognized and known. Okay. 5-Path, not in a thumbnail, but in a pinky nail. Okay, I'm going to give you a little short little thing about 5-Path. 5-Path has 5 phases. It's not 5 session. It's 5 phases. The first phase is phase 1, preparation, testing, and convincing. Why did I come up with this as a distinct phase? As I was studying the work of Dave Elman and the people who follow Dave Elman, like Jerry Kine, I was studying these rapid instant inductions, and I kind of got the idea that, you know, if I didn't get every single person into deep somnambulism in a minute or two, there was something wrong with me. And I knew that I was a good student, and if I was having trouble, other people would be having trouble too. And so I thought, what could be causing me to have difficulty sometimes with instant and rapid inductions? And I came up with this Banyanism. When something doesn't work that should work, that means that something that should have been done prior to it wasn't done either effectively or sufficiently. And so what I thought of was I really need to dedicate a specific period of time to preparing my clients for that induction and doing the work. And so that's why we do preparation, testing, and convincing. During that first phase, we do everything we need to prepare the client, like having an excellent first impression, like doing an excellent pre-talk, like answering their questions, and so on, doing an excellent pre-hypnosis interview. Then doing the appropriate induction, and then testing covertly for a level of hypnosis that we want to work with, which is typically stage 4 on the Harry Aaron's depth scale or deeper, 4, 5, or 6. Now, once that's done, what we want to do is we want to put our clients into a hopeful, confident state. And we do this by using convincers. And in class, I really go into a lot of detail about how to do that. But preparation, testing, and convincers. Phase 2, age regression and age progression work. And really, just between me and you, it was this whole power of age regression hypnosis that pulled me into the profession. I thought that was probably the most interesting and most exciting part of the field of hypnotism. And as it worked out, I truly believe that age regression and age progression work put together is the most powerful technique that we have available to the modern hypnosis professional. In phase three, we do forgiveness of others. Now, in this work, what we're going to do is we're going to bring together the client who is in deep hypnosis, which means that he or she can hallucinate. And she's going to hallucinate being with the person that's caused the problem. Now, I want to give a little bit of extra credit, so to speak, here. And that is, you know, Jerry Kine did not invent age regression. He did not invent instant rapid inductions. But as far as I know, he's the first one to bring this kind of gestalt kind of forgiveness work into the practice of hypnosis. And if I'm wrong there, if you know someone that was doing it before him, let me know. Just leave a comment below. But I was at his house one day, and I asked him, gosh, how did you get the idea of mixing this forgiveness work with age regression? And he told me that he was working with a lady, and that simple age regression alone just didn't seem to be enough to get her over a problem. And while she was in hypnosis, the story goes, he asked her, what would you have to do to get over this or to transform and get together? I don't know what the exact words were, but to make this change. And she said, according to Jerry Kine, I suppose I would have to forgive him. And so he started coaxing her to do the forgiveness, and now he's formalized it into his particular kind of forgiveness work, which he integrates into the age regression. This is one of the differences between 5-PATH and the Jerry Kine universal therapy approach that he uses, is that Jerry Kine integrates the forgiveness process into the age regression process. What I prefer to do is have phase one preparation, testing and convincing, phase two, age regression, age progression work, take care of all those attachments to the past test by going into the future. And then, after that's done, do the forgiveness work separately. This gives me a cleaner system that makes it easier to learn, in my opinion, easier to teach, and also easier to supervise. Okay. After that is the forgiveness of self work. Now, as I started doing this work, it became evident to me this power of emotion and how emotion is really driving the problem. Often people say, well, why do we have to do the forgiveness work? I don't see where there's any anger involved or that kind of thing. Why don't we do just age regression work? Because any emotion that we have attached to the issue tends to energize and drive the problem forward. And so by doing the age regression work and the forgiveness of self work and the forgiveness of others work, we get rid of or neutralize anger from the past that's erroneous anger. We get rid of, through the age regression work, we get rid of erroneously based fear and other emotions. We also, in the forgiveness of self, we get rid of guilt and anger at the self. And in the forgiveness of others, we get rid of anger at others. So we get rid of mainly these three feelings that are driving the problem, and that is fear, anger, and guilt. We get those done, and marvelous things can happen. Now, also, squeeze this in real quick. When you do this kind of work and you're neutralizing, transforming these emotions, it's done through insight. And when you do an insight process, you can create a state of which I call this kind of hyper-suggestibility. Because when you put together hypnotic suggestions for what they came in for, associated with the insights that they received while doing the forgiveness work or the age regression work, then those suggestions can last forever. All right. Then parts mediation. When I was in graduate school, I studied mediation and became certified as a mediator. And what I really learned this process, and when I found the work of like Charles Tebbets and other people that do parts therapy, I saw the great potential for applying mediation work, pure mediation work like you'd find in a mediation textbook, to parts work, where we psychically divide the individual in two parts. And what we do is then we can get rid of a special problem that confounds psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors, and all these helping professionals. And it's called secondary gain. Sometimes when people get better, get well, or overcome their problem, they lose something significantly in their life. Phase 5 is designed specifically through parts mediation work to overcome secondary gain. All right, I got to wrap this up. I'm 34 minutes into this, and I had a feeling that I'd either have to break it up into two or make a long one. Thank you for sticking with me. I've got a couple more points here that are very important. Along the way, I wrote a particular kind of self-hypnosis called Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis. And its roots go all the way back to the days when I was this biker and by night, and really all my friends, that's all we cared about was partying, being on our Harleys, raising a little hell, basically. And although I was having so much fun, inside, at a spiritual level, I felt a void. And I went through a process that helped me to become more sensitive, more intuitive, and I really believe that Seventh Path is an inspired process that began in those days. And it wasn't until I put together Five Path that Seventh Path was finally finalized. And it's a mind-body-spirit approach to making transformations from the inside out using your higher power, your highest beliefs about goodness in the world. And just go to theseventhpath.com and there's more information there. Along the way, our hypnosis center became just a raving success. We went from 2,000 square feet to 4,000 square feet. And eventually, after 10 years in Moundsview, Minnesota, we moved to beautiful Tustin, California. Palm trees, the beach isn't too far away, the mountains aren't too far away. We love it. And we've trained 5 pathers and 7 pathers around the world. Okay, to kind of wrap it up, my goal, what is this all about? My goal in the profession is to provide you, anyone in this profession, with the kind of materials, courses, be it free on my website or one of my courses or a course by one of our trainers, something that I wish I would have had earlier on in the profession. And that's really what I want to give you, is that idea, and to hold me account to that, that that's my entire goal, be it with the Hypnosis Manifesto on calbanion.com, or my work on the Ethics Committee with the National Guild of Hypnotists, or on the other committees and things that I do in the profession, is I really want to work with you to lift this profession to a higher level. And I hope you will hold me to that. You can still have fun. You can still go out there, ride your Harley. You can go out there. You can have a cigar once in a while. You can be a real person and still be very serious and really love your profession. And that's what this video is all about. I hope I kind of got that out to you. All right. Please visit my websites. Of course, there's this one, calbanion.com, 100-plus hypnosis videos. And also, I have hypnosiscenter.com. All of my course schedule is there. Hypnosis.org, hypnosis.org, where I have just a gazillion things. And most importantly, I have that free Learn to Hypnotize video. And you can follow me on Twitter, which is twitter.com/calbanion. And become a fan on Facebook at facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. Next week, we're going to have L. Ron back. If everything works right, you know, if the sun lines up with Aquarius or whatever has to happen. In the meantime, after this very long podcast, Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.